Hi, you are listening to From a Stranger to a Stranger. This is Issa Martel. Today is Wednesday, July 25th, and it corresponds to Dhulqa'dah, the 11th, 1439 in the Islamic lunar calendar. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Some things in the news recently is this issue of pedosexual or pedosexual, however you want to pronounce it. And this is some serious thing that we need to address now. So if you're not up to date, what is actually going on is the idea that people who are pedophiles are self-identifying as pedosexual, which means that they have an attraction to children, right? And they're born this way. The people who are coming and saying, talking about this, are saying that they're not acting upon these behaviors or this attraction, but they want to be out and known that they shouldn't be, persecuted or oppressed or whatever you want to call it, for it being known that they're like this, right? So if I'm going to be real, objectively, we shouldn't have a problem with this, right? Because the same logic they're using is the logic that has been used by the lesbian and gay movements. Right, they're saying they're born this way. They shouldn't be oppressed or persecuted or anything for having this sexual preference, right? And you know, from that point of view, I really can't deny that, right? I can't say that that's wrong, because we allow it for all these other types of things, right? And I'm not saying, clearly I think it's wrong if someone acts upon this because they're preying on minors, or I'm not going to even use the word minors, they're preying on children. My personal belief is that it's some sort of a mental illness. But we can't say that. If you're using this, you know, 2018 mindset of the people, we can't say this. You know, we can't say, we have to say, oh no, they want to self-identify in this way. We should respect them. They're not, you know, acting out on these impulses and what have you. But the fact is, anyone who says that they're pedosexual, no one is going to allow or be comfortable with them around children. I mean, we have established laws that this is illegal, right? It's not like the old homosexual laws, which also proclaimed homosexuality to be illegal. You can have an argument, though, on that it's two consenting adults doing this action. But when you have children involved, you have, someone taking advantage of a child, which typically is manipulative, and everything that comes with that. I just don't see how from a moral or any type of morality we can allow this to happen. And it just shows, I mean, it shows to me how insane society has become, that this has even reached a point where it's on the table, right? It's being discussed. And it's being backed by a number of people. You know, it's not being greeted with a, oh, hell no, that ain't gonna fly. It's being greeted with, you know what, yeah, this is an issue and it has people backing it. Now, I can agree with, if you're gonna say we need to discuss this as a mental illness, but they won't even let you say that. I mean, you can't say that, you know. Yet, what parent of a child would let their child be around someone who openly says, I'm attracted to children? If you say that to me, I'm going to think you might be attracted to my child, you know. Therefore, you're not going to be around my child. You know, sorry, but you know what? That's something that ain't gonna happen, you know. To me, it's just reflective on so many things that have been trending into our society. And you can say it's the degradation of the morals in our society. Personally, I would be in favor of that, you know. I would think that, yes, our society thinks that, you know, we're above anything else, that we're in this age of self-expression, you know, creating your own self, you know, through social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. You can essentially create your own persona, which we have been doing throughout history, but in modern times, or our current times, we can do that on a massive scale, and on a scale where it can be done without ever having met these people that would know you from this persona. You know, years ago, even in my lifetime. So when I was young, in school, in high school, we didn't have the internet yet. The internet wasn't a thing. So any type of persona that you want to create for yourself, I mean, you had to do it with people in a face-to-face physical manner, and they can call you out on it. You know, they can say, no, you know, well, I'm with you all the time and you're saying this, but you're doing this or whatever. But now, with media and technology, I mean, you could live a crazy life online. Not even crazy. I don't mean crazy in a negative way, but crazy in a positive way. Also, you can lead this life online, and people would not even know who you really are. You know, you can literally create your own identity, and perhaps this all culminated into this self-identification, you know, movement, for lack of a better term, that we see going on in our society today. You know, everyone is demanding to be called what they want to be called. You know, we see it all the time. Well, you know what? I feel like I'm I feel this way. I feel like I'm a man. I feel like I'm a woman. I feel like I'm black. I feel like I'm white. You know, clearly it's gone. There are legitimate cases in instances, and I'm not denying that or saying that those things aren't valid. But in a general case, generally, you know, we should question these things and not just take them for face value. At least that's my opinion. You know, you may have a different opinion. But pedosexual is just it. I mean, we said jokingly, right? I remember it was probably like 10 years ago. You know, jokingly, you would hear, you know, pretty soon this will be legal, you know, and here we are. It's moving, or not legal, but normalized, accepted behavior. And here we are. We're in that right now. It's becoming, the movement is pushing it to become accepted. And it's something that I can't accept. You know, I can't accept this being normal. Now that's me, right? But objectively, right? And that's me based on the fact that I'm a father with children and in our society that we're living in right now, 2018, this is completely against our cultural norms that we have. But objectively, like I said, you know, if we using the same logic, then we need to address this, right? We need to address what can be done. These people are saying, look, I am attracted to children. I feel I was born this way. You know, I'm not acting upon that, right? But what can I do? You know, this is the one thing out of all the sexual attraction, sexual identity things. This is the one thing that throughout our history, at least Western history, in the past couple years, or couple meaning couple hundred or so, was something that you can't talk about. Like, you can never go, like, you can't confide in someone and say, you know what, I feel it's bad, but I'm attracted to kids. The moment you say that, you're out. There's lists of child sex offenders. You might get put on that list. Someone will say something. Someone will see something. You might just be like helping a kid. They drop their lollipop. You pick it up for them, and bam, you know what? Well, that was the dude who said that he's a pedosexual. You know what? He looked like he was doing this with my kid, and there you go. Now you're a pedophile. Now you're being locked up, you know. And that is unjust, right? I'm not going to lie. You know, me, I'm about promoting justice, right? And that is unjust, you know. And we see this. This goes into the ideas, this mob mentality that the internet and Twitter has become. I ain't about that. Sorry, I'm not about this idea that, you know what, we get like the mob mentality builds up, something goes viral, yeah, this person's guilty. No, that ain't how it works. You know what, that's not how it works. Because when you do this, you're labeling someone guilty of something that they might not be guilty of, they might not even committed or whatever, and that person typically never gets exonerated from that stigma that was presented to them or put on them. Case in point, recently at the Cubs game, there was this viral video that went out that appeared that a dude, the player, he was sitting on the foul line. There was a foul ball. The guy snatched it from a kid, right? That's not what happened. If you actually investigate that, that is not, it looks like that, but what has happened is that they already had, the kid in the video already got a foul ball. There was like four or five that landed there, and they were passing them out to the people who sit there, you know? So the kid's mom even came out and said, no, That's not what happened. You know, all this. But yet that video is still going viral around the internet with the stigma being attached to this guy that he snatched this foul ball from this kid. You know, and people are leaving slanderous comments, etc., and all this on that. So, you know, if we're going to live in a society that is like about promoting justice and what's just, then we need to act that way. You know, we need to do these things. And, you know, unfortunately, one of the downsides of modern technology is that these things occur, you know, and which I'm against. I'm completely 100% against. Back to the pedosexual topic, you know, these dudes, I mean, I don't know how to address this. I don't know, right? I don't know how to address someone who says, look, I'm attracted to children. This is the case, but I want you to accept me how I am. And that's that. Now, if they said, I'm attracted to kids, I feel this is wrong, can you help me get help? What do I think? That I can deal with. I can deal with that because I can be like, okay, well, you know what? You're recognizing that this is something that is, you know, wrong. And, you know, you're not, you want to, you have a feeling and you want to not do that, but because you know it's wrong and you want to have help to get over this, right? But if you come at me with, I'm a pedosexual and this is how I was born, and you know what? I think it's fine. I'm just not acting on it. Well, that means to tell me you're not acting on it right now, but you might decide to act on it in 10 minutes from now, 10 days from now, 10 years from now, or whatever the case may be. You may decide to act upon that, which, you know, is a serious offense against cultural normalities of this time that we're living in, specifically in the West, specifically the United States. Now, when I say children, I mean children of a very young age, teenagers. This historically, you know, we have to, you know, accept the reality that the age of 18 is something that's wacko too, you know? So, for example, I have an issue with the concept that you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. You're both 17, but you're not born on the same day. You know, maybe one was born in January and the other one was born in December of the same year, right? So January comes around, the one of them turns 18. Well, pow, now one is 18, one is 17. Technically, the one is can be a pedophile, you know, according to laws. They can do that. You know, they can slap you saying, oh, no, it's a sexual relationships with a minor. To me, this idea is whack also, especially because ages throughout time have varied, especially in the United States where we live. You know, there's certain states that have different ages of consent or whatever. Historically, things were done at a younger age, what have you. But I'm speaking, when we're speaking about this pedosexual thing, I'm not including people who are teenagers or basically, I classify you as an adult, perhaps not fooled mentally, but once you hit the age of puberty, you are technically, in my eyes, becoming an adult or an adult because your body now is able to reproduce, which has throughout time been the signifying mark that you have reached adulthood. Like I said, you might not be mentally as adult, but this also is due to the time period that we live in now, where we have prolonged adolescence. We tend to be in school longer, and we naturally, we live longer as well. So that being said, this is something that is completely a big mental thing that is extremely difficult to wrap my head around. And it's going to be extremely difficult for society to wrap their head around as well. But yet there are people that are pushing it. In prison, that ain't gonna fly. You know what I mean? You'll be the, which is, it is another thing that even amongst criminals, this is viewed as the worst and most hated thing you can do, right? Amongst criminals, people who murdered, you know, stolen, did the most horrendous evil acts. The act of pedophilia is the thing that they don't even accept as being acceptable, right? You'll get physically assaulted daily until you are separated and put into an area that's like isolated, to a single cell or whatever, under protection, you know. That, so if that amongst criminals is a line that isn't crossed, how can we as society even entertain this notion, right? And you're saying you're not acting on it, but you're not acting on it now. You know, if you're not acting on it and you're, right, let's check this out, right? You're saying you're not acting on it, right? But you're not saying that you shouldn't act on it, you know? You're just saying I'm choosing not to act on it. But I don't think it's, you're not admitting that it's a wrong behavior or whatever. So, I mean, to me, that just means that you might act on it or whatever. And I can't, nor have I personally met anyone who I believe would accept this person into society or into their house or anything. I just don't see that. Now, you might say, and I heard this and had some debates about this, yeah, well, Issa, you know, you proclaim to be Muslim, and we know your prophet had an 8-year-old wife. And in throughout the media, he's proclaimed as a pedophile, and that's what you have these right-wing hate group people, extremists, I'm going to call them Christian extremists, hate-filled people putting out there. But me personally, I don't believe that she was 8. That's what I'm saying. So you can't call me a hypocrite. I tweeted about it. One tweet, simple, historical, mathematical fact. You know, I believe she was over 15 at least, right? Based on the fact that her father stated all his children were born before Prophet Muhammad began to receive revelation, and she was married and consummated the marriage after the Battle of Badr, right? So the Battle of Badr is a key moment in Islamic history, and it happened 2 years after the Muslims migrated from Mecca to Medina, right? So that's 2 years there, but it took them, they lived in Mecca for 13 years before migrating to Medina, right? So for 13 years, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was receiving revelation. So Abu Bakr, Aisha's dad, said all his children were born prior to that. So if we have those 13 years, then 2 more years until Badr happened, and then she was married after Badr, or the marriage was consummated after Badr, then clearly that's at least 15 years she was old. You know, she was at least 15 years old before the marriage happened. So to me, you know, this might cause some debate because people say, well, this is an authentic hadith or what have you. And perhaps the narration is authentic that so-and-so said this, but the age, I believe, is wrong in that hadith. And, you know, it could be because of the way ages were reflected upon in that time period, which is relative. It wasn't like calendar based like we have now. In any case, I don't know how we're going to deal with this pedosexual thing. It's completely mind-boggling to me, but at the same time, it's something that's going to get addressed and probably hit the news relatively soon. That's all I got to say about it right now. So have a good night. Thanks for listening. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.